Welcome to Younger But Wiser, a podcast that celebrates the wisdom of teen girls and how we as adults can learn from them. We'll talk about everything from perfectionism and failure to radical self-acceptance. We'll dive into what these young women might be nervous about losing as they get older, and even advice they have for us adults. I'm your host, Ripley Rader, fashion designer, CEO, and founder of Camp Rocky Road, a leadership camp for girls. I'm on a mission to inject our next generation of young women with unapologetic, grounded self-esteem. This pod is intended for mothers and daughters alike, and my hope is that you'll listen together, and who knows, maybe it'll even generate some interesting conversations. Every week, I'll interview a new fantastic young woman, talk about juicy topics ranging from self-care to the comparison game, and then jump into our know-it-all segment, where I ask the girls questions and hold space for honest, vulnerable answers. This podcast is our opportunity to offer a bridge between the generations, an opportunity for mothers and daughters to talk about something more than how school was today. It's a chance to really hear each other, whether you're 60 or 16. Join me as we get to know an army of women not afraid to stand out. Isla, thank you for being here today. I'm so honored that you're talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's going to be good. Before we dive in, I want to ask you, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 15 years old and I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Is that high school where you are, or is that still middle school, junior high?
Yeah, freshman in high school.
Yeah. Yes. Tough. For me, that was a tough year. I don't know if that offered some challenges for you.
It hasn't been that bad. Learning from home this year, thanks to COVID, has been a bit difficult, but other than that, I'd say it's been a good year.
Awesome. Well, you and I talked about different topics and subjects, and it seemed like creativity was the thing that you were most excited about exploring and was close to your heart. And so I'd like to dive into that today.
Yeah, for sure.
What is creativity to you?
I don't even know where to begin. I mean, to me, creativity is just everything. I don't know where I'd be without it. It's creativity is my life. I don't know what else to say for that.
What do you do creatively in your life?
I write creatively. I write poems. I paint, I draw, I sing, I act, I dance. I just all of it. I love all of it.
And do you do it all in for fun, or is this something that you have a desire to keep in your life for, or have some sort of professional focus?
Right now I do it for fun, but I would love to make a career out of it. I'd love to be an author or an actress or an artist or something in the field of the arts.
Why do you think creativity is important to you and to the world? Just an epic question.
To me, creativity is important because it's a way to express yourself without really worrying what other people are going to say. It's a way to show who you really are, because it's your creativity is specific to you. And it's like your handwriting or your voice. It's signature to you. No one else can be creative in the same way that you are. And I think it's important for the world, because if creativity is coming up with new ideas, and new ideas are what move the world forward. And I just think it's really important to be able to be open to new ideas and stuff like that.
I mean, yes, gosh, for 15, your insight is fantastic. often I find that creatives are often put in a box and seen in a certain way. Where do you feel like creativity feeds into other aspects of your life? Are there any specific things that you can think of where you've used creativity in quote unquote not the normal way?
I'd say yes. I took a class last year that was focused on sort of like ideating new products for a client, sort of acting as a consultant. And my group, we had to be really creative to come up with new ways to go about an old problem. So we were trying to be really creative in the solutions that we came up with. So I'd say that's not really how you'd originally think of creativity as being, because when I think of creativity, I think, oh, writing, painting, but it's really used in business a lot more than you'd expect.
Yeah, I'm hearing innovation.
Yes.
When you say that. Yeah. When I'm creative, creativity comes to me in the quiet, in my quiet time. When does inspiration strike for you?
It can be when I'm listening to music, when I'm in a big crowd, when I'm by myself. It just, I don't know, really whenever. It's not really any, there aren't very specific conditions for inspiration to strike me. It just kind of happens. I don't really know why. It just does.
Just floods over you. That's nice to know. Yeah. How do you know to take the time? How do you make time in your life? There's probably a lot expected of you, I imagine, like most teenagers. How do you take the time to carve out creativity, creative endeavors in your life?
I really would have to say whenever I'm not doing homework, I am trying to write a novel or paint a picture. So I guess just in between the sort of like the main happenings of my life, whenever I'm not working on something in particular, spending time with my family, I'm trying to do something creative.
Do your friends look to creativity in their lives as much as you do? Do they value it the same?
Not all of them, but I do have a lot of friends who value creativity just as much as I do. So I say I get along with both types of people very well. I'm close friends with all of them, but it's interesting to see how different people value creativity in different ways.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. I have a friend who is just as avid a writer as I am. So it's interesting to have conversations with her about, oh, have you started your next chapter? Do you have writer's block? Do you need any new ideas? Do you need any help with this? And then there are my other friends who are more concerned about, hey, have you finished that project for history class? What did you get on our science test? That kind of stuff. So it's fascinating to me how some people see creativity as like, oh, I had this idea for this new project at school. I think it's really creative, versus I had this new idea for a story and I think it's creative. So it's, again, fascinating how there are different types of creativity.
Yeah. And different people see it different ways.
Yes, you know, exactly.
We're often told, I think, that creativity is performative or all these things, but math is very creative. You know,
yes, I do agree.
You know, when you are creative and you put your art, your creativity out to the world, how do you feel?
I have not shared much of my creative art or my writing with many people. So I guess I don't really know how to answer that question because I don't have much experience with it.
Okay, so why haven't you shared it? Maybe that's the more interesting question.
It's not finished. I don't like sharing work that's not finished, if I'm being completely honest. Because it makes you very vulnerable if you're trying to show something to someone and it's not a finished product. You're not really certain where you're going to go with it. I don't know. I get nervous when sharing new ideas. So that's just me. So again, I don't have much experience with this.
No, I think there's a lot of bravery attached to creation and creating something and something being in process. I think that as artists, there's a protection of the creativity that you have while it's being born, right?
Yes.
How do you know when something is finished? How do you know creatively when you have reached a point of sharing it?
I don't know. I say for something to be finished, it doesn't have to actually be finished. You just have to be satisfied with what you've created. Because I will share pieces of writing that don't have the whole story, but I won't share it until I am satisfied with what I've written. So I think it's really just dependent on whoever's creating this, the material. So I think it's really up to you whether or not you're proud of what you've done, whether or not you are satisfied with what you've created, and if you want to revise it or add more or take away. So I think it's really up to the creator.
When you say that, I hear that you have, maybe this is something you've cultivated or learned, but you are listening to your gut and yourself.
Yes.
Like a knowledge, right? That's what it seems to me. Is that something that you have developed in your, you know, and is this something that's always been part of you, or have you sort of cultivated that, listening to your gut?
I think that's something I've just always done. I think it's really good to think things through, but I also think you should go with your gut on some things, because I don't know, sometimes overthinking things is not a great idea. And I do have a habit of overthinking things. So I really need to listen to my gut more often. But when it comes to creativity, I think I always just go with sort of my instincts on that.
Like you get out of your own way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I have thoughts around this, but this is my final question of this segment about creativity. What would you say to someone who says they're not creative?
I would say that everyone is creative in their own way. And if you don't think you're creative, you just haven't found the right way to express your creativity.
And do you have ideas on how someone practically could discover their creativity? How do you go about it? How do you figure out what you're creative? Like how do you figure that out?
Okay. That's a tough question. I don't know. I think really whatever you're comfortable doing is a good way to start. Like if you're really comfortable singing, start with singing, and then maybe you'll find, hey, what if you like writing music? I don't know. And if you're really comfortable with math, there's creativity in that, like you said earlier. So start with math and go from there. That's really all I can offer here. I think I just start where you're comfortable and see what comes to you.
I think that's brilliant advice, actually, in creativity and in life. We could talk about this forever, but it is time to change gears to our epic know-it-all segment. So let's dive in. Isla, what is your superpower at this stage in your life?
I know we just spent a while talking about creativity, but I'd say my creativity for one, because I think that I do a good job of taking situations that I don't really want to be in and just using my imagination to make it more fun. And I'd say also my ability to work well with others. I'd say both of those are kind of, I feel like that's my superpower. Both of those almost rolled into one.
That's great. What don't you want to lose as you get older and you become an adult?
I definitely don't want to lose my ability with working with others, because I think that is an important life skill. And again, I guess I just don't want to lose my superpower. I want to stay creative, and I want to stay able to have conversations with people that I don't really know. I want to be able to work with people who I just met, maybe don't even get along with. I want to be able just to help people and have them be able to help me and just work equally with each other.
Do you see as a teenager that adults lose that?
No, they don't. I think that some adults are really, really great at doing that. I mean, everyone has their strong suits and their not so strong suits. So, I mean, some people are really great at working with others. Some people work better by themselves. I say that I think both are really important to be able to do, but I think you need to be able to do both. And so I want to be able to keep the ability to work with others as well as on my own. And I don't think that's something that I will lose. I really want to keep it.
Yeah. I don't think you'll lose it either. I don't think so. I think it's a priority. I think that's probably very much cooked in you. What what do you understand that adults don't think you do?
That's a tough question. If I'm being honest, I feel like adults understand that I understand a lot. I don't really feel like they underestimate my ability to understand things, if I'm being completely honest.
I mean, that's great. That is a wonderful thing. I think being heard is a very important part of feeling validated or feeling valuable. And at 15, to feel like you're being seen and heard is, I mean, amazing. And it makes you confident to go into the world. Right. What advice would you give your future self?
There's a lot there. I'd say the main thing would probably be patience is everything. I think being patient is a very important skill. I'm not always great at keeping my patience in every situation. I do a good job of that, I think, but sometimes I will lose my patience. But I think, yeah, I tell myself patience is everything, but once in a while, if you've completely had enough, it's okay to sort of just let yourself, let off the steam, not to other people. Do not yell at them. Don't do that. But it's okay. Like if you're alone, just go ahead, scream into a pillow. Write a poem about being upset. That's something I do. It may seem weird. If I'm upset, I write a poem. So yeah, I think it's be patient, but don't be afraid to let yourself be not 100% patient all the time. If that makes sense.
It totally does. You know, I heard something and I want to jump back. When you said that you write a poem when you need to deal with something, I hear that you're using creativity as a form of care, self-care, coping. Can you explain other times that you've used creativity as a form of caretaking for yourself?
Sure. I mean, I don't know.
Like, what do you write?
I don't know. If I'm feeling down or just angry or stressed, I will sit down and I will write a poem. I don't know why this helps me, but it does. I guess creativity is like a way for me to let off that steam. It's different for different people, but for me, I guess it's just through creativity. And maybe if I'm really, really upset about something or really stressed, I'll sing like a really dramatic song just in my room by myself. That helps too. So I don't know why that helps me. I feel like if I'm singing a song like on my own, that's a very emotional song from Les Miserables. I feel like the character is going through so much at the time. I can relate to her big feelings, and it helps to have an outlet just for all the in my head. So I guess that's how I cope with that.
Yeah. I like to hear you do that, because I think we're conditioned to believe that creativity and has to be performative, when sometimes it can just be for you.
Yeah.
You know, without the goal of showing it to someone. Mm-hmm. You are wise beyond your years. I love chatting with you today about this, and you're just a total inspiration to me, and I want you to keep writing. And when you're ready to share, I want you to share, what are you currently working on?
A lot of novels. I have so many ideas, and I've just started writing all of these different stories. I have not come close to finishing any of them, but I'm writing a lot of novels. I guess that's all there is to say.
It's amazing. Well, when you are ready, we are a captive audience. It has been a joy chatting with you today.
Likewise.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.